What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who's covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically, the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey, it's Tim Kawakami, TK Show, recording a little introduction to a different kind of sound file TK Show episode, because it's a different kind of guy. Jim Harbaugh, I think, deserves special merit, special circumstances. Have not posted a Jim Harbaugh presser before, or any kind of presser, but because it was almost all Bay Area media there, the post-game presser after the 49ers beat the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh's Chargers, Trey Lance's Chargers, Levi's on Saturday night, because I asked a lot of questions, because some of the answers, I think, were very TK Show-like from Jim Harbaugh. Very good mood, expansive, a little nostalgic, which he does not normally do, as he noted himself. Kind of got him to go down that road a little bit. Some good questions from Scott Osler. He was the one who asked about the pants. Eric Branch from the Chronicle also was there. I think it's... I wouldn't post it unless I thought it was a good exchange. It would be unique, I think, to have up here. So why not put it on TK Show? I didn't get down to LA for an annual I tried to do an annual talk with Jim, did last year when he wasn't in a very good mood. So that's maybe another reason I like this up. There are some Chargers questions from other people in the middle. I would say if you can, don't bag out by then, because it gets really good at the end. Some more 49ers questions and answers, and I think Jim really starts to get into it. So I would just tell you, if you start hearing some Charger stuff, details that you don't want to hear, or maybe you do, stay in there, or maybe fast forward till you get some 49er questions. We got back to some stuff, but this is Jim Harbaugh talking about the night, first time coaching back at Levi Stadium since he was fired December 2014. He was back as a visitor a couple years ago. It was the 10th anniversary of the 49ers Super Bowl team. But that was his first time even back in the stadium. This is his first time coaching. And it was Trey Lance out there. So he talked about Trey Lance. Clearly, there's a lot of affection he has for Trey Lance. And we get into other 49ers stuff. So I think this is interesting enough to post. I hope you like it. And I will get to talk to Harbaugh in a real TK show, I'm sure, at some point soon. Probably not this season, but I like this press conference from Jim Harbaugh. I think you will too. So please give it a listen.
Hello.
Good evening, Jim.
Hey.
Obvious first question. What was it like to come back here and coach in this stadium again?
That was great. Beautiful stadium. So many great memories and great night for football. Talking to Patrick and Frank before the game, and Doc came over, and just the different conversations was really cool.
And you're not one to look back too much, but do you start to flash back a little bit to your time here?
For sure. Just tremendous memories. Great times, great people. It's been a lot of years, but it's been a lot of days. So many days where every day is just on to the next. But yeah, definitely had real good. For one that's not real nostalgic. There's some nostalgia there, for sure. Because it was such good times, so good.
What'd you think of Trey today?
Good again. He's just had a really good preseason. Game action's been poised and good, and no turnovers the entire preseason, which we had going till tonight. Way too many turnovers, way too many penalties. Kind of stuff that's not a good combination.
Jim, when you picked up Trey, what did you see in him? Because his stock was probably not super high and kind of knocked around a little bit. What do you like about him? When you picked him up?
Yeah, 25 years old. That's just in life. That's the fat part of the bat for a quarterback. That's the fat part of the bat. So I liked the skill set. I liked the player. And just having a chance to get to know him and talk to him in those days, see somebody. I really like that part too, And he just wants to get good at football, and that's all I wanted to do. And he's doing it, day by day, week by week, and been here for a few months now, or several months, so. Just keep rolling. Doing a good job.
Will he definitely be the backup?
I don't want to make any proclamations here tonight. He's put himself in a really good position.
He looks so settled back there. Has that been an emphasis to just kind of not try to rush things, not try to be, frantic in the pocket?
No, he's just been that way since he's been here. So, when it's good, you just roll with it, You just don't make another victim of overcoaching. It's been a couple little things, but he's just been in a good place since he's been here, and just building on that. He's very driven, and I just like being around him, and I like what I see in the field.
Is there any information on the Josh Harris injury and Tucker Fisk filling in for him? What do you think of Tucker?
I thought Tucker did a great job, yeah. He's been doing really good in practice, too. But, Josh took a blow to the midsection, and he's being evaluated.
You touched on it a little bit, but just overall thoughts on just closing out the preseason and what happened there today.
What happened today?
Just overall thoughts on the game and just how it turned out.
There was just more bad than there was good for us. Especially with the turnovers and the penalties, in all phases, special teams, a lot of penalty, a lot of yardage there, and turnover offense, penalty and turnovers, and then a lot of good, but there was Those big dunks, we had too many of those.
And Marlowe had a big game on the stat sheet. Just what kind of stood out about his performance?
Yeah. Marlowe, really good. Fourth down play was huge. He's had a tremendous preseason. Really excited about him, proud of him, and just keep rolling. Nice to see Aronde Gasson get a touchdown, and he's been playing good, gritty, good football all preseason. Bunch of guys to highlight that way, individually, and feel pretty good. I feel good about our roster, and we got a good roster, and now we're just 100% turn our attention to the opener and the season.
Jim, was it your idea to flip the benches here? Put the home team on?
Oh, humility prevents me from saying that.
Right. So what was it like?
Like all the decisions, they were.
What was it like to be on the
team decisions?
Sorry, what was it like to be on the Sun side today?
It was good. It was just a great night for football. It was wonderful. It was a great night. Great night to have a great night. Wish we would have had a great night, but good things to learn from, and that's tremendous. Especially the young players, the guys are so excited for them because they wanted to play and get an extensive time. DJ, I thought, did really well in the first six passes, for sure. Interception, something just great to learn from. He had Brendan Rice coming into the second window. That would have been cool to get Brendan a big catch and run here where he grew up, but where his dad was such a legend. But DJ didn't quite see the second window opportunity, and then came off to check down and didn't see the defender either. But even in that, a lot of learnable things, a lot of teachable moments. So good, happy for that.
How's Najee coming around physically, and do you expect him to be ready for the season, or is that still up in the air?
I think Najee will be ready, or he'll be ready when he's ready.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Jim, Alex Smith has talked about the way you championed him and his appreciation for helping kind of restore his confidence when you got here. This is not a comparison question. I know you don't like those. But, I mean, are there similarities, like with Trey as a guy who's been knocked around a little bit, bounced around a little bit? But, obviously there's talent there and ability.
That's... You're right. I mean, I don't like comparing things. guilty as charged there. But, knocked around, had some ups and downs, we could probably compare that to about everybody who's played quarterback in the history of the National Football League. So, the same thing, same thing I tell guys, really all positions, just give it your best, get better, treat others as you want to be treated, and never give up, never surrender, never quit, never give up, and that hard work will pay off. It always, always pays off. And then do it no matter what, how you feel, like fill in the blank, feel like you're been whatever, happy, sad, angry, I'm not angry. You've been maligned, you know, you've been adulated, whatever it is. I mean, just do those four things no matter how you feel, and got a good chance you're gonna have a pretty good chance. So yeah. I think you can make that comparison about everybody who's played quarterback and gotten to this level.
Do those four principles apply to reporters or no? Just
pardon?
Do those four principles apply to reporters or just quarterbacks in general?
They apply to pretty much everybody I have a chance to coach, you know, including my kids. You know, that's trying to instill that in them too.
This month, a pair of your khakis once hung in the museum here. Did you ever get those back when they took those down? They said they returned them to you.
Oh, they, not that I'm old. Maybe. Yeah. Probably noticed I've moved to a different color.
I know. When was that?
I went to, I can't remember when it was, probably 2018 or 2019. Went to blue and wore those for about 5 or 6 years, and now I'm in gray. But you don't want things to get stale. You know? It's like overripe fruit, stale bread, burnt meat. You know, you gotta change things up. Gray for now. Yeah, yeah. 4 or 5 years. Second year in the gray.
This is my threat in the nostalgia category, but do you remember your last game here, 2014?
Cardinals?
Yeah. You know, you got kind of lifted up on the sideline, the time in the locker room. I remember you and Frank and having a moment there. Do you remember all those things?
I sure do. Yeah. I remember Kasim. It was Kasim I was good at. Gave me the ball. Still got it. That was, like I said, I mean, I remember that. I remember.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Remember the 2013 game at Candlestick, the last one there. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Bowman.
Last one I coached in Candlestick. Navarro Bowman running down the sideline. I mean, I was like a pivot slop. I was happy. You know, and that's a really good. I mean, a lot of like top 10 type of things happened in my life here.
You came back a couple years ago for that ceremony. What did that mean to you? And have you and Jed, I don't know, made up is the right word, but had conversations since
then? Oh, we've had a lot of good conversations. And Jed's been great. The York family, John, sat next to John at the owners' meetings. I mean, it's good. It's great seeing Kyle here. We've had a lot of good conversations. Yeah, Jed, And from what John Spanos, Jack gave me a really good recommendation to the Spanos family when I got this job. So it's all good. I love being here, and it's been a blessing. The entire organization, the Spanos family, everybody that I work with in the organization. So if you're wondering how I'm doing,
how are you doing?
I'm doing A+, A++, and great days and challenges ahead. So as you might suspect, I'm attacking them with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
And have you noticed the Super Bowl is here this year?
Yes.
Would that be something special? I mean, that game is special, but to do it here, to come here, play a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what we're and everybody in the locker room, everybody in the organization is just working for it. To the level of do it or die track. That's where we're at.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Jim.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.